just experienced another unbelievably bloody day on Wall Street. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me, the finger pointing and the blame laying, S&P's downgrade of America's financial rating last week has certainly been the subject of many talk shows around the country, the Sunday talking heads on television. I'm sure many, many broadcasters around the country. I'm sure Robbie's touched on it. I was unable to listen to too much of his program today. But what amazes me is a headline coming out just an hour or so ago. Senate Banking Committee is weighing a probe of the S&P downgrade. According to a Senate Banking Committee aide, the committee is gathering more information about the Standard & Poor's downgrade of U.S. debt in preparation for a possible investigation. Look, we got a lot of problems in this country. The fact of the matter is the S&P did what absolutely needed to be done. A wake-up call must be sent. It is a reality factor. You cannot continue to compound on the debt day after day and keep borrowing more money and laying it on the shoulders and in the pocketbooks of the taxpayer and expect to maintain your AAA rating. If the Senate Banking Committee wants to investigate anything, they need to start investigating within their own hallowed halls. After all, it is amongst these people who have continued to cram the suffering and the pain down the throats of the American people. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Welcome to a Monday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here behind the mic for the next 50-some-odd minutes live on this 8th day of August, the 8th day of the guns of August, I might add, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And so when we look at those headlines, and then we realize what an absolute and total, complete bloodbath we've now taken in the last two trading days. Headlines, the boldest I've ever seen on Business Insider. Stocks destroyed amid global debt freakout. Pretty scary stuff, isn't it? Dow Jones Industrial closed down 635 points today.
Icy fingers up and down.
We'll be back.
My spine. The same old witchcraft when you're.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It just dawned on me the piece of music I was listening to. It is a perfect song for all of these elected officials in Washington, D.C. The song is called Love for Sale, probably made most famous by Ella Fitzgerald, although you were just listening to an Oscar Peterson version. Love for Sale comes from the old play Threepenny Opera. Other great songs emanated from that piece, Mac the Knife. But basically it had to do with pimps and whores. Oh, boy, does that one fit. I mean, we are talking about the characters in the Senate, etc., and I think it's absolutely apropos. Well, A Nightmare on Wall Street, name of a brand-new movie. Once again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 635 points, the sixth biggest drop in history. You realize that last week, the blue chip index, remember, this is only 30 stocks. That doesn't cover the whole rest of the market. Last week, the entirety of last week, blue chips lost 698 points all week. We lost 635 points in the first trading day of the week. NASDAQ dropped 175 to close at 2358. S&P 500 down 80 at 1119. Global Dow is even down 91, where most of the day it was up. Closed down 1,815 points. Gold currently at $1,724 an ounce. That's up $10 since the closing of our markets. Oil dropped another 89 cents at $80.40. Whoops, bingo, we just rolled over. Dropped 89 cents to close at 80, or it's currently running at 80.42 a barrel. Over on the metal side of the markets, once again, gold actually closed at 17.13 and change. Silver currently at $39.03 an ounce. A lot of people calling asking, why isn't silver moving to the same degree gold is? Well, silver did not have a bad day by any stretch of the imagination. It certainly hasn't reached 50, 60, 70 bucks an ounce. It certainly needs to be at least twice that high. All it has done is made tremendous, tremendous buying opportunity for those who are wanting silver. That is what I've dealt with all day today. Received a call from a client, a brand new client, whose sister is a client of Republic Trading Group, strongly urged her to get a hold of us. We first took a look at junk silver because it has been the absolute best buy. I've been able to actually sell junk silver bags for less than spot. Now, even though it's still posted on the RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com website under the treasure hunt, I have to pull it tonight because I cannot get bags right now. Our supplier had exactly 50 bags in stock. The entire inventory was bought up this morning, which tells me probably some telemarketing idiots are going to go on the air offering this stuff for multitudes of what it would go for in a legitimate market. So Dow's now below 11,000. Where'd we wind up at 10, 8 something? 10, 8, 10. Diving Like a Mother. Gold certainly settled at a record 17,1320, but currently up even more than that. Basically 53 some odd dollars today it was up. You know, there's just so much stuff going on like this that it's absolute insanity. But I've had enough of that for this day. What else? Oh, there's some other interesting headlines. Fannie and Freddie have been hit with S&P downgrades. And it's not going to be good. It is not going to be good. S&P cuts insurers. The question, how can the U.S. get back to top rating? Not by wasting their time with a damned investigation on the Senate. It's time for them to roll up their sleeves. I'm sick and tired of people blaming the Tea Party. Tea Party people are idiots anyway, okay? Excuse me. I'm not talking about you, the average guy. You're just following suit with what you believe. The Tea Party has been infiltrated and taken over by Army's Army. We're talking Dick Army. Okay, wake up. Use your head. It has been infiltrated. Financially, it is being completely backed by these people. And yet, two or three times a day, I get emails from the Tea Party begging for money for Wisconsin. We need it for Ohio. We need it for this. We need it for that. Get out of here. The rape of America continues, and the Tea Party, as it is today, is participating in that rape, my friends. You know, that is reality. My friend Neil Ross, some of you who've been around and read my publication, Federal Observer, for some years, are going to be familiar with Neil. I wish it was not so time involved. I would get all of his old archives rolled over to the new Federal Observer. I think that for people like Neil, Ron Ewart, Rick Biaseda, and a few others, I'm going to make the archive access of their original writings more accessible to our readers. Neil, in his latest endeavor, says, I have something I need to say, and I know it's going to upset a whole lot of people who consider themselves to be patriotic by the support for this so-called war on terror, but I've got to get this off my chest. We have been bombarded with news reports, presidential statements, full of facts about an enemy that is so elusive and so diabolically evil that we must commit our military men and women to defeat them. Sorry, I don't buy it, Neil says. Anybody who enjoys stand-up comedy will know the name George Carlin. He may have been a comic, but he drew much of his material from what he saw as inconsistencies in human behavior. In one of his shows, Carlin said, because, keep in mind, the news media are not independent. They're sort of a bulletin board and public relations firm for the ruling class, the people who run things. Those who decide what news you will or will not hear are paid by and tolerated purely at the whim of those who hold economic power. If the parent corporation doesn't want you to know something, it won't be on the news, period. Or at the very least, it will be slanted to suit them and then barely followed up. So if you rely solely upon the television for your news, Neil continues, and that includes Fox, you're not getting the whole story, or in some instances, any of the story. What you are being told is designed to lead you in your thought process, guiding you towards a conclusion that suits their desires. You cannot make informed decisions, even if you cared to, unless you get all of the facts. And the network news agencies do not give you all of the facts. Well, we've been led to believe that we're in a war against a bunch of religious fanatics, hell-bent on destroying our way of life. Yet, is that the whole story? If one looks at history, one may get a clearer picture of why there is such animosity against the Christian way of life. How many people remember the Crusades? You've heard me talk often of a particular film, Kingdom of Heaven. There's many of the remakes of the movie Robin Hood portray Robin as a soldier for King Richard during one of them. These crusades were an attempt to stop the spread of Islam in the Middle East, particularly in areas that were considered religious holy sites by the church. On these crusades, it was common practice to burn all mosques and to slaughter the Muslims. Many of the religious leaders in the church considered these crusades a just war. which is exactly what the Muslims consider their jihad, a just war. And frankly, who's to say who is right? We all have our religious beliefs, but this war against Christians and Muslims has been going on for a long time. But when you take into consideration that we, and by we I mean the United States, are further antagonizing them by stationing our military forces in their countries, interfering in the internal affairs of their nations with CIA-orchestrated coups and installation of puppet governments that are friendly towards the U.S., what the hell are we to expect? That they're going to just sit back and allow these things to happen without fighting back? How many of you ever seen the original movie, Red Dawn? In that movie, the Soviet Union invaded the United States. The plot revolves around a small group of kids known as the Wolverines who band together and stage attacks against the invading forces. In the movie, they're portrayed as freedom fighters. And yet in our news broadcast, we are told their counterparts in Iraq and Afghanistan are terrorist insurgents. The hypocrisy is so thick you could cut it with a knife. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why so many countries despise us? Oh, sure, we've fought in many wars against forces bent on world domination. World War II, of course, comes to mind. But honestly, did Germany attack us in World War II? No, they only declared war on us after we went to war with Japan. In a recent article, Neil had already proven that FDR wanted us in the war, so he allowed Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. And yet still, we enter these wars and other conflicts and then set up military bases upon their soil. To do what? What other nation in the world goes in and sets up military installations in foreign countries and leaves them there for perpetuity? Sounds more like the Roman Empire with its numerous outposts scattered throughout its empire than a republic whose military is for the defense of its own nation. Neil says, I served in this military for 13 years, and I can see why so many of these people hate us. Not all, but a large majority of the people who go to these countries do not respect the culture and habits of the people. They, meaning our military people, refuse to learn the language, the local native language. They treat the locals as subhuman, not worthy of respect. They say, I'm an American, I don't have to learn your language or your customs. And yet we're the same people who get upset when immigrants come to the United States and refuse to learn English or obey our laws and customs. Again, the hypocrisy is so thick you could cut it with a knife. Well, stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr.
Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Coming back out of the break with a little bit of Billie Holiday. It's always good to listen to Billie. Good times, bad times, blue times, white times. It's all right. Talking about hypocrisy in governments. All these wars we spoke of before the break are based on lies, designed to stir up our so-called patriotism to stand behind the actions of our presidents who are merely doing what they're told by their handlers, all designed to put us further into debt, make certain people very rich. You know, World War II was based on a lie, that the Japanese attacked us because they sought to control the Pacific. The truth is, they attacked us because we cut off their supply of petroleum. War on Terror was based on a lie. Enough evidence exists to show that the Twin Towers did not come down as a result of whatever it was that hit them. But what about Building 7? Why did it collapse as well when it was not even hit at all? Then it was the Pentagon, one of the most heavily defended buildings in the country, hit by a plane with hardly any wreckage at all. Where's all the surveillance footage of this airplane that supposedly crashed into the Pentagon? I even got an email from a diehard liberal up in Flagstaff the other day who's just, you know, one of the typical Obamaites, who's even begun to question 9/11. We believe what the media and our elected officials tell us because it is convenient to do so. When I say we, I'm talking about America in general, not you and I. You see, my friends, it takes effort to seek out the truth. The truth is often ridiculed as conspiracy theory because it shakes the foundations of all that we have believed in. But as Sherlock Holmes once said, when you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Neil just watched a movie the other night called Adjustment Bureau. Now, in this movie, there's a group of people, no one really knows who or what they are, but their job is to make sure that things go according to the plan. And when events transpire to push things off plan, they intervene to adjust people to get them back on track with the plan. And that's how many of us see news that is televised. When a president is doing the bidding of his handlers, things are going according to the plan. But when something happens to derail the plan, an event is staged to shift course back on track. Like when Bill Clinton was president, we all got involved in Whitewater and Monica Lewinsky. Things got off plan, so we saw Clinton launch all those cruise missiles into Iraq in an attempt to divert our attention away from the scandal that was hampering his ability to pursue the agenda of his handlers, and also his own personal agenda. Same thing happened with the supposed killing of a guy who'd been dead for 10 years, Bin Laden. The nation was beginning to take notice of the lack of evidence regarding Obama's eligibility to be president. So all of a sudden, the most wanted man on earth is killed by Navy SEALs, and the guy who's probably wanted least of all came up with a phony birth certificate. many of those who were there to witness what really happened were killed in a helicopter accident. Coincidence? As Gibbs said on NCIS, I don't believe in coincidences. Not trying to say there's not threats to America out there. What I am saying is that we do not help matters by goading other countries into hating us more than they already do. If we would pull our troops out of their country, stop meddling in their internal affairs, maybe, just maybe, they wouldn't bother us anymore. And if they did, we would retaliate quickly, of course, and with lethal precision, then leave them to lick their wounds with the thought that maybe they shouldn't tick us off anymore. But what we as people must do is stop believing everything we're told and to do some research on our own. That's why we're called sheeple, because we're like a herd of sheep. Our thoughts and emotions are easily led by the media and the things we hear from our elected officials. Even this recent budget crisis we went through, Tea Party candidates were labeled as financial terrorists, yet they were merely doing what their constituents sent them to Washington to do, seek some financial responsibility in government. And yet the media did not report on that. The media only told you that they were holding up negotiations. You know, I hear people tell me all the time that they don't have time for that, for researching, for, you know, listening to the alternative media, for looking at quality alternative websites. They got things they got to do. They think that I don't. I got meals to prepare, clothes to wash, a garden that needs to be taken care of. I've got four or five websites. I've got this program every day. I've got clients to deal with. But the truth is important enough to me that I don't spend all my spare time glued to the damn television watching shows designed to keep my mind numb and inactive. It takes a certain amount of concern and dedication to seek out the truth. But even so, there have been times that, well, even I've been misled or fallen for fictitious rumors. That's all part of the learning process. You can't learn if you don't educate yourself. And if you do not educate yourself, you will be easily misled by those who are masters at it. Neil concludes by saying that it's your choice. You can either educate yourself or you can continue believing everything you're told. Neil, as with most of us, chosen to educate ourselves because we love our country and our liberty. And I don't like what I see happening with both. Neil Ross, FederalObserver.com. Columns posted there. It's called A Few Thoughts. I would urge you to go to FederalObserver.com, download it, turn it into an email, send it out to all your disbelieving friends. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. We're going to be talking about our mutual shared sacrifice. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Friends, the latest soap opera that we as Americans have gone through, I'm excluding what's happening in the markets and all that nonsense, but the latest soap opera debacle over the debt limit ceiling has frankly changed my entire philosophy about government. Obama has made me see that my understanding of American precepts such as personal responsibility and self-reliance were merely an illusion. According to this inexperienced resident, the real essence of being an American is shared sacrifice. I don't know about you. I've heard of self-sacrifice. Most American taxpayers experience this every day as their pockets are being picked by the tyrants in this nanny state government. Shared sacrifice. Well, that must be some kind of a new spin of an old game. Shared sacrifice, I've been hearing that phrase a lot lately. Seems to have connotations of some sort of liability. Now, surely if I or some of my friends engaged in some kind of criminal or negligent activity such as extortion or hijacking or stealing our neighbor's property, then I would be presumed guilty of committing a crime. And I would be liable to be punished and to make things right. But it's all a bit confusing to me, using Obama speak, because if I had committed a crime and were sentenced to serve time in the slammer, I wouldn't expect my neighbors to do my time, but according to Barry Obama, they should share in the sacrifice. Hey, cool, man. Now I'm beginning to see the picture, and well, frankly, it's looking pretty good to me. I do a crime, and the sticky-fingered judge sentences me to 1 year in the joint. Now, I serve 1 day in prison while 364 of my neighbors serve 1 day each to share in my sacrifice. Hey, that's a pretty good deal for me. Now, wait a minute. I'm starting to love this idea about shared sacrifice, because now it's going to allow me to stay out on the streets longer to steal more stuff and to devise grander extortion schemes. Now it's becoming perfectly clear to me. Had I known all this before, man, I'd have run for public office. Yeah, the essence of a politician is it's shared sacrifice. They use shared sacrifice as an ace up their sleeve after all of their witless economic schemes fail and they get caught with their pants down. And then they scream for shared sacrifice. After all, it's not their fault. Well, you know, Professor Gonorrhea slipped and fell down an oil rig shaft, stopping production until they fished his funky butt out of the shaft. All of which caused the price of gasoline to jump 20 cents at the pump for 2 weeks. But their buddies in big oil didn't manipulate the market. No! Now they will concentrate on shared sacrifice to buy Professor Gonorrhea a new tombstone. Now, these useless critters, they like to use somebody else's money and resources to bail their chestnuts out of the fire because they're so corrupt and ignorant and greedy that they're not capable of governing in the interests of the people. Their mantra is, stick it to the law-abiding working class while relying on the useless eaters of society to prop them up and re-elect them to another term of grand larceny while preying on the middle class to sacrifice until the well runs dry. Well, I ain't that gullible, folks. You see, I don't believe in Obama's witless rhetoric, which, if you haven't learned by now, rhetoric's just a proper and polite word for the term BS, about shared sacrifice. That's just some old Marxist babble perpetuated on the simpletons of society by the cunning and wily community organizers. Oh, no, baby, our economic problems lie at the feet of our politicians. And with the exception of a few good congressmen, we no longer have statesmen protecting the people's interests. No, we got human lice contaminating every idea our founders bestowed upon us to make this nation a free and self-reliant society. The greed from this government's ever-increasing lustful appetite is draining our economic well dry with each new batch of money these hucksters print. The American dollar becomes virtually worthless. Law-abiding citizens who voice their protected right of free speech to call attention to the terminal stages of our collapsing economy are being defamed by corrupt politicians and their complicit psychopath media as terrorists. All the while, the political elite blatantly scheme to commit even more economic suicide until the country explodes at the seams. The arrogance of these worthless public servants is appalling after they've hijacked our constitutional republic and try to, excuse the term, but bitch slap the American taxpayer into submission. Some of us aren't as stupid as this president and his slippery tongue reptile Congress think. Well, we'll resist any attempt of their extortion schemes, but more importantly, we're going to hold them accountable for their negligent and criminal actions. Oh, they want a shared sacrifice. Let's give them a real shared sacrifice, something Americans have been biting their tongues on for decades. So now's the time to implement this 12-point comprehensive economic plan of shared sacrifice. First of all, start from square one. Let's examine this resident's eligibility and any outstanding criminal charges pending from a fraudulent Social Security number or other identification he may have possessed. Secondly, let's instantly repeal Obamacare and every regulation or prohibition which impedes economic progress. Thirdly, abolish any government agency which places an economic burden on any American business. Drill for oil on our own soil to start our own economic engines. Fourthly, enforce all the immigration laws that are on the books. Stop funding illegal immigration. Abolish any government agency that unlawfully funds militant open border organizations such as La Raza and MALDEF and CARE and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Fifthly, restrict welfare and Medicaid payments to only qualified residents with a current photo ID. Of course, then you got to figure out if they're counterfeit IDs or not. Purge voter rolls of all deceased voters. Check the current voter registration against current photo ID. Seventh, lower taxes and user fees on citizens. 8th, lower corporate taxes so our companies can compete in the global market. Lower corporate taxes so our companies can compete in the global market. 9th, abolish the earned income tax credit. Establish a minimum tax for low-income earners so every American has some skin in the game. Remember last week we talked about the earned income tax credit, which was basically another tax you and I were paying. Oh, they got the credit, but we got the bill. It kept more so-called poverty folk living above water. The best way to get people out of poverty is to lift them up. And lifting them up doesn't mean stealing from me. That's just giving them another handout. It's robbing from Peter to pay Paul, except in this case, it's robbing from Jeff to pay Jose or Rufus or anybody else that's on the take. 10th, and this to me is a huge one, abolish the National Education Association, establish trade schools throughout the United States. Look, like it or not, there's some folks sitting in regular government fed education schools that just don't get it. You ain't going to teach them history and mathematics and calculus and teach them how to dissect an earthworm or a frog when they need to have their hands on a wrench or a paintbrush. You get it? Yeah. 11, abolish public-funded unions for government workers if they have become obsolete. I'm sorry, because they have become obsolete. Their own members can fund them through union dues. They got enough workers with guaranteed jobs to be self-sufficient rather than placing another burden on the overtaxed private sector employee with a bleak economic future outlook. And finally, dismiss and bring criminal charges against any public servant who commits a hate crime or uses hate speech to slander American citizens as terrorists for voicing their constitutionally protected right of dissent against a gangster government. Now that is a program of shared sacrifice that I could live with. And this is a program which just might make America great again. But don't hold your breath until we purge all of the rodents out of the system. Posted this day, Rick Biaseda, the angry white male, federalobserver.com. Those are the kind of commentaries that we post on a reasonably continual basis at Federal Observer. By a bunch of people who are not trained writers, just Americans that are fed up. Fed up. Upchuck with the Fed. Eh, you get the idea. It's pretty frustrating. But you're not the only people out there thinking the way that some of these people think. About 2 hours ago, I was on the phone with Granny. We hadn't talked for a couple of weeks, which is unusual. We don't generally go that long without speaking with one another. She was reading through some of the local rags over the weekend in Texas and wrote just a little rant, never intended for it to be published or wasn't expecting it to be published by. Remember just a few moments ago, one of Rick's 12 game plans is to abolish the education system in this country as we know it. Granny says for weeks and months and even years, she's been reading of the failure of the public education system to produce educated students. Many fail. Still others drop out, and the quality of most of those left is far below what they should be. In Texas, there's been more and more articles that she can count about the failure of one particular school district after another to meet the standards deemed to be what they call accepted. Adequate Yearly Progress, or AYP, a federal school rating system. In spite of the money that's been thrown year after year for education, the quality continues to decline. We're told there's not enough engineers and scientists and doctors to meet the demand, so that we need to import foreigners who have the needed skills. This is way past insanity. Granny says, as I surf my many trap lines for news each day and come across these reports about education, I have to admit that my anger grows. In the same papers and on the same television stations that are writing and talking about this failure of entire school districts failing to meet those AYP goals, there are pages, entire sections of the paper dedicated to sports. A full segment of the television news dedicated to sports. Mostly football in Texas and the South. Funny how we don't read of sports failing to meet the AYP standard. Granny and I spoke of this today, as we have many times in the past. It is, and those of you who've been listening to me for any length of time will know of my anger about the sports programs in school. The only kids who truly wind up benefiting are the extremely small percent that may be able to get some scholarships to some high school or some college that's looking for a basketball or a football standout from high school. The money that these schools pour into sports, and yet the balance of the school doesn't get PE year-round, and therefore they wind up being obese little pigs. Imagine, if you will, Granny says, if the same financial budget expenditures, attention, personnel, equipment, time, space, stadiums, fields, and acclaim were given to the real education topics, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, that kind of stuff. What if the jocks were those who could toss math equations like a quarterback does a football, or those who can block disease in the science lab like a player blocks a pass or a basket from being completed? However, the goal of the dumb-them-down crowd do not want to see excellence in education. They've worked hard to degrade real education and to make sports the point of attending school. And then when the dollars run short, they cry out how education suffers when they're not given all the money they demand that they receive. Look at how the NEA and all the other teachers' unions go on strike, organize huge bus-in protests at state capitals, and all the legislators who shed tears because of the "it's for the children" mentality. We got to raise your taxes. Ignore the fact that we send them home dumber than they arrive. You see, sports should be an extracurricular activity supported by the parents who have children playing them. This is not part of a real education. It is a diversion and a ploy that too many buy into. Put that effort into education, not physical games. What happened to music? What happened to the arts? What happened to physical education? When I went to school, PE was a year-round program. It was 9 months. It was every single day. It wasn't twice a week. It wasn't once a month. It wasn't a two-week program that was an elective. It was 9 months. And you had touch football. You had softball. You had cross-country. You had swimming. You had track and field. You had weights. You had all of these things. And we didn't have obese kids back in the 60s, not like we do today. You see, my friends, if you want your children and your grandchildren educated in a way that will provide them with a living, and this nation with a population that can fill jobs that will make America once again a great country, a productive country.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Are we on or no? Okay. Sorry about that. I heard noise. A productive country. then homeschool them until you can find a way to retake the education system of America. Get them out. Take them home. Homeschool them. Shut the damn federal education system down. But I can't do that. I got to be out in the street looking for my crack. You want to be out in the street looking for your crack. Once you stand with your back to the mirror, look over your shoulder. Okay? That's good enough. Instead of importing doctors and engineers, et cetera, let's grow them locally. Let's educate America, just kind of like in the Buy America mode or made. Right now, you're paying huge amounts of money in property taxes in order to provide a training camp for the major sports to then choose who might be granted a chance to play in the big leagues. Of course, your hot-looking daughters and granddaughters, they can go be cheerleaders for the Dallas Cowboys, you hear? The cost taxpayers pay to provide this free training camp to the big leagues at the expense of a real education for our children is just too great, my friends. Let the big leagues pay for their training camps for those who want to play sports without any real education to fall back on when they don't make it in the big leagues. I was watching this just a few minutes of the National Football Hall of Fame induction this weekend. Some of these guys couldn't speak worth a damn. Big sports heroes. Oh, they made lots of records, baby, but they sure can't speak right. Hey, I'll tell you the other one we might get rid of in school. How about the sex with student teachers? Yeah. We need to see an entire section in the newspaper with color photos of the students who excel in math, in English, in science, and other related subjects that will result in employees or self-employed men and women to rebuild this country. We need men and women who can go on to serve temporarily in the legislative offices, those who can read the bills and understand what it means and what they can do for this nation. Now, I don't know about you, but we've had our fill of the poll casts who say they have to vote on a bill so they could then find out what it's all about. We need graduates who understand what America is, a republic, not the democracy which most of them call it. Pretty simple. Three simple essays written by three tremendously gifted Americans. Be back in a couple minutes, I think, for some closing comments. Very quickly. Anyway, sorry about all that. So I have no idea where we left off, where we picked up, where we ended. If we didn't get the entire essay out by Granny, you really want to go to federalobserver.com and read it. The three essays that I've been privileged to share with you tonight. Granny's entitled, Did You Read the Education System of Today's Newspaper? Of course you didn't. And that's the whole point. Rick Biaseta's Shared Sacrifice. And A Few Thoughts by Neil Ross. These are folks just like you and I. These aren't the Michelle Malkins and the Paul Krugmans and the professional writers who get paid to write pieces every day. These are people who have had some decent educations. These are some people who give a damn about this country and its misguided direction. And they're up there writing something. Well, I guess whenever it strikes them. And they don't think much differently than most of us that are out here tonight listening and myself verbalizing. Give some thought to things like that. To be back with you tomorrow, a Tuesday installment, which I've already begun working on. And, of course, coming up Wednesday night, Wednesdays with Roger, right here on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Hope you give some serious thought and consideration to that which we've shared with you tonight. I really invite you to go pull those columns down off the Federal Observer, read through them, share them with those people who could use what's there. So the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
My taste and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh baby, what you got nobody has, and I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.